Yeah.
We have a question from Emma. Emma Royds asks, what are some essentials to keep in your car for winter? Emma Royds.
It's hemorrhoids.
That's what I thought.
She's not as funny if you gotta explain it, Ryan.
No, I know.
What was the question?
What are some essentials to keep in your car for winter?
Just simply keeping my car for winter. So keep no one takes it away from me.
In your car.
Well, keep gloves, me in your car.
Hat. Blanket, water, ice scraper, tow rope, jumper cables, hand warmers.
I keep a spare pair of boots in my truck in case I go in the ditch.
Is it shovel?
Boots. Shovel would be good. Beef jerky.
Cigarettes.
So I was just gonna say that.
Cigarettes. You're gonna be stressed.
Just one or two, yeah. Back to the jumper cables. I recommend the battery pack jumper cable because then you don't have to rely on anyone else to come jump your vehicle.
No, ask for that for Christmas if you don't have one. Yeah, they're like $100. Dad'll love to get you one.
Like $100+ and it's so worth it. Because then you don't have to have another vehicle to jump your car. So.
I think that's it.
What about latex gloves? Keep your hands warm.
Underneath your other gloves?
Yeah.
Hopefully you've got gloves good enough.
Sure. Yeah. If you're using latex gloves, you just haven't had a good pair of gloves yet.
Sunscreen, too. People forget you can get sunburnt in the middle of winter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get stranded somewhere.
Snowburn.
Yep.
Reflects off the snow, burns the fuck out of your face.
Yeah, maybe snowboard goggles.
Yep.
If you got to walk.
A tent in case you're stranded out there forever.
Yep. A flint.
Yep.
Fire starter would be good.
Yeah.
Canteen.
Yeah, water.
Probably a gun water. So yep. You can hunt for your food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just sitting like right off interstate. Fuck.
Snowmobile.
Shoot someone's cow.
Snowmobile. Yeah, having snowmobile a snowmobile attached.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a sled dog setup mm-hmm. would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Camper.
Snowshoes too.
Yep.
Camper.
A couple of flares.
A satellite phone.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite.
A satellite. a light.
Yeah.
Star lantern.
Yeah. And a light. For your cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Star, I think that's yeah. it. Yeah, yeah, I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Starlink. Was it Starlink? Just so you can go on social media and shit.
Yeah, that would
yeah,
suck.
You're
going to
get bored.
You could check in and be like, Ryan has checked in safe from the side of the highway.
And then he won't miss any of your B-reels.
I would say, yeah, yeah. I would say maybe $10,000 in cash,
mm-hmm.
just in case you can bribe someone to give you a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if they try to steal it for you, you have that gun for the animals. Just
or if someone is shady, tries to murder you, you can just offer them $10,000 in cash to keep to go murder the next person instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bribe murderers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky, you offer them $5,000, they take it. And then the next person who tries to murder you, then you offer them $5,000.
Yeah, so haggle a little bit.
Yeah, you pretty much get yourself out of two situations.
It's also nice if cop comes to try and help you and he sees all the drugs you have in your car, you can bribe the cop with mm-hmm. the $10,000.
Yeah.
Or bribe the cop with the drugs, depending on the cop.
It's, yeah.
You have to feel it out.
The classic mm-hmm. chicken or the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the money's got to be in a suitcase.
Yep. Having a chicken would be nice, too. You got fresh eggs in the morning.
Yep.
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 Little, and if that chicken stops producing, you can always eat the chicken.
Yep. Correct. You got a feast, I think, mm-hmm. is what they call that in the survival community.
Some canned goods, salsa,
some non-perishables.
Yeah, SpaghettiOs.
Yep,
spaghettis.
Maybe a propane stove.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea.
You can, I mean,
you could if you have, you could bring an entire God. Why can't I think of the name of it? Generator. And then you can just plug
a generator.
You can bring your air fryer. Nice.
And I would also bring an extra thing of gas in case you run out of gas.
Yeah.
In your car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the gas being for the generator.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Chainsaw, just in case you do got to make a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been watching some bushcraft lately and chopping down shit.
Yeah.
Way too much work. chainsaw. There's a reason why we invented chainsaws.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah,
it's like, that's what I love about humans is like we have made life so easy that we now view doing things harder again as a novelty.
Sure.
People will willingly go into the woods and chop stuff down by their hands, you know, even though we have all the tools to make this way easier. Yeah.
There's wood splitters too. I mean, mm-hmm. just throw in the wood splitter. Perfect.
Yeah. Dad got one 2 days after I left for college.
That's what I heard.
Fuck.
That's so awesome.
I was so upset.
Is that when he got his first drone as well?
No, it was a little before that. He got the splitter before the drone. Natural progression.
Yeah. You should get him some drone accessories.
Yeah.
For Christmas. For
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what drone accessories there
infrared.
Is.
Infrared.
Infrared, you could get maybe like, I mean, it's more vanity. Like you can get them like different blade colors on it.
Yeah, new skin.
Yeah. Skin.
It's a camouflage.
Yeah.
You could also, there's got to be some sort of thing where you can hook up a microphone.
Get audio.
Well, get audio, but also he could talk to people through it as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
A bullhorn, yeah.
Yeah.
So actually having a drone with too would be awesome.
Yeah.
Then it's like you can get a look at where you're at yeah. as well.
Scout the area.
Yeah.
Just a white out blizzard. Let's see.
So I would say that's about it.
We crushed that one.
That was really good.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.